All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Please come into a child pose to begin. All right, come on in. Make yourself very comfortable in child pose, and if child pose is not comfortable for some reason, choose another position. I invite you to begin just by becoming aware that you're already breathing. And to focus on the sensation or experience of breathing rather than any sort of mental dialogue or opinion, thought about the breath. Breathing is actually beyond description, beyond understanding. We don't actually really know what it is, but we can experience it. We can feel it. We can do it. After taking a few conscious breaths, begin now to deepen your breathing. And in this class, we do this with a technique called Dirgha. On the inhalation, fill first the belly, then the ribs, and then the upper chest in that order. As you exhale, reverse this, pulling in the upper chest, then the ribs, and then the belly. Allow the breath to be very deep and full, but completely free of any strain. Stay effortless. Relaxed, easy. After establishing the deep Dirgha breathing, begin Ujjayi. Ujjayi is an ocean sound or whisper sound that is made at the back of the throat. The technique is like fogging a mirror, but keeping your mouth closed, creating a sound on both the inhalation and the exhalation. When paired with Dirgha, it creates a very slow, steady, smooth breath in and out of the body. And we'd like to maintain this through the remainder of the practice. The next inhalation, let's come up into tabletop position and begin to add a little movement to the deep breathing. As you exhale, tuck the tailbone round the back and bring the crown of the head down toward the earth in what we call a cat pose. As you inhale, lift the tailbone, drop the belly, and bring the crown of the head up toward the ceiling in what we call cow pose. Closing your eyes, continue to breathe and flow these two postures one into the other with every inhalation and exhalation. Use this back and forth movement to warm up the spine and the muscles in your back. Repeat that movement as many times as you'd like, but when you feel that you've warmed up, tuck the toes, lift the hips, and come up and back to downward facing dog. In the downward dog, spend some time bending one knee and pressing the opposite heel to the ground, and then switching sides. Again, moving back and forth, stretching out the joints and the muscles in the hips and legs. Again, repeat as many times as you'd like. But when you feel that you've done this, come into your full expression of downward dog. I like to see that the fingers have been spread wide, the palms are flat, the chest draws back toward the toes, and the heels reach toward the ground. Use the pose to create a very open upper chest that then can be breathe into with the Dirga technique. So on the top of that inhalation, you really fill the lungs completely. The next exhale, walk your feet up to your hands and come into ragdoll momentarily. And then as you inhale, gradually roll up to standing a vertebrae at a time. Coming up into mountain pose, Tadasana, ears, shoulders, hips, knees and heels, all stacked. Bringing feet together, inhale the arms up overhead, reach across and grab the left wrist with your right hand. As you exhale, send your hips to the left as you pull your arm to the right. Feel the stretch on the left side of your body and try and extend that up towards your wrist and down toward your ankle without creating any sense of strain. As you inhale, return through center, reverse wrists, and exhale over to the other side. Same thing here. Feel the stretch and pay attention to your breathing. Good. Inhale, let's come back to center and either join palms overhead or release them to the low back for a little extra support. Anuvratasana. Inhale, lift the heart. As you exhale, begin to recline into the standing back bend. Squeeze your butt, press your hips forward, lift your heart or sternum. Feel the compression in your back and try and extend the sensation up the spine. Notice if it's collapsing down into the low back. See if you can extend the sensation upward. Inhale, let's come back to neutral. Arms up overhead, palms facing one another. Exhale, bend the knees for chair pose. Your feet can be touching or hip distance, but position your knees so they're directly over your heels. Lift the toes momentarily and bring the weight into your heels, and then relax the toes down. Bend your knees deeply, sink your hips down as much as you can, and feel the work in the front of your thighs. That's where I'd like you to feel this. Let's keep knees and hips facing forward. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, turn to the right side of the room with open arms, reaching fingertips towards the front and back walls, palms facing the right wall, arms parallel with the ground. Inhale, return to center, and exhale to the left side. Same thing here. Beautiful. Inhale, return to center, and exhale into forward fold. Place the back of your hands on the ground, stretching the back of the wrists. So the back of the hands, the back of the wrists, yeah. If you want more intense stretch for your forearms, curl the fingers and make two fists. With the next inhalation, coming to your fingertips or taking hands to the shins and lengthening the crown of the head away from the tailbone. As you exhale, planting the hands and stepping back to the top of a push-up, plank pose. If plank is difficult or push-ups are difficult, please modify by dropping your knees to the ground. Let's take a deep breath in. And then exhale, bend both arms and come down halfway so that your elbows hug your ribs. Inhale, push the feet back and come to upward dog. You should be resting on the tops of your feet and your hands alone. Knees and thighs are up. Exhale, bottom of your push-up, hovering the chest about 4 inches above the ground. Inhale, push back up to the top of your push-up. Exhale, hips go up and back to down dog. Again, if you cannot hold the form of plank pose properly, please just drop your knees for now until you gain the core strength and upper body strength to do it properly. It's called a belly down vinyasa, and it's a repetitive sequence that we do in every class. If it's difficult at first, please be patient and know that it gets much easier with repetition. Let's do a right side down vinyasa. Right hand on the ground, left hand to the sky. Coming into side plank, Vasisthasana, stacking heels, knees, hips, and shoulders. If this is difficult, the modification is to take the top foot, the left foot, and place it underneath the hips to support the hips. Exhale, lower your hips and hand toward the ground. Inhale, lift up, reaching overhead and lifting the hips, arching. Exhale, left foot slips forward to a lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Plant the back heel and inhale to warrior one, Vira Vajrasana, one pose. So in Vira one, see if you can get the foot and knee pointing straight ahead. Lunge the knee so it's right over your right heel. And see if you can get your right thigh parallel with the ground or as close as you can. I'd like you to feel that that leg is getting stronger. It's getting a workout here. The left foot should be firmly planted on the ground, the left leg straight. Pulling that left hip forward, you should feel a stretch. Try and extend that stretch from the heel through the wrist. Feel that whole left side of the body open. Let's take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, release to the bottom of your push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Let's set up for another right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to a lunge, turn right 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two, side facing variation. So the legs are very similar to warrior one, but now the shoulders and the hips face the left wall. The arms go parallel with the ground. Your fingertips reach away from one another, and your arms will very naturally go parallel. Your gaze or drishti is right over your right fingertips. Again, feel that front thigh getting stronger as you take a nice deep lunge. Feel the front of the left hip opening or stretching gently. Let's take a deep breath in. As you exhale, cartwheel down, either the bottom of your push-up or Ekka Pada Kondiyanasana A, the arm balance. Shoot back, follow your breath through the belly down vinyasa, and return to downward facing dog. That's side one of the floor warm-ups. Now we'll do side two. Let's begin with a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, arching overhead. Exhale, right foot forward to a lunge, turn left 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior one, other side. Spend some time to tweak everything, get your body where you want it, but at the end of the day, feel the pose. How does it feel? Do you feel that left thigh challenged, working here? If not, maybe you take a wider stance or a deeper lunge. Do you feel that right hip and right side of the body opening? If not, try drawing the arms back. Try drawing the hip forward. Again, maybe you take a wider stance or a deeper lunge. So feel it in real time. Every day is different. Your body is not the same body the last time you did this class. It might be very similar. It's not the same. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Follow your breath, and let's come back to downward facing dog. So it's mental human laziness, if you will, that causes us to treat our bodies like they're the same every time. If we're willing to wake up to this moment, we find our body is constantly changing. Let's do a left side down vinyasa. Right hand in the sky. Good. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting up. And then exhale, right foot forward. Turn left 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two. Good. So try and get the knee and foot pointing straight ahead. Opening those hips to the side. And bringing the shoulders directly over the hips. Right over the hips. Mm-hmm. Come back my way a little bit. Yeah, good, good. Take a few breaths there. Then taking a deep breath in, exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of your push-up or arm balance, it's up to you. Follow your breath back to the downward facing dog. Good. From your downward dog, walk your hands back towards your feet and prepare for a chakra vinyasa. Come to a squat just off of your mat. And make sure you're not encroaching on your neighbors. We have plenty of room today, so if you want to move up or move back a little bit, feel free. All right, so as I've mentioned before, squats are very good for pelvic floor health. So squat as much as you can. See if you can get both feet all the way on the ground. May not be possible, but try. Now what we'll do is called a chakra vinyasa. They've done studies on children, and they've shown that spinning around like a top or doing cartwheels like this are very good for their inner ears, and it's probably good for our inner ears as well as adults, okay? The key is to do it safely. Many people, for some reason, assume this is not safe for their neck. It should be if it's done properly. So the way to do it properly is to tuck your chin, keep it tucked, as you lift your hips up and place the back of your head on the ground. At that point, you simply roll forward. There's no strain on my neck whatsoever. If you don't think you can do it safely, just step forward and sit down, okay? All right, now we will do belly up vinyasa. So bring the hands alongside your hips, and the first thing I'd like you to try is pressing in your hands and lifting the hips up. Then pull your hips all the way through your hands, all the way through. You'd like to be able to swing through, okay? If you cannot, place your hands in two blocks and use the blocks to make up for any proportional differences there. Then we'll do belly up vinyasa. So inhale, inverse tabletop. Exhale, bend the arms and let your hips drop a bit. Then inhale, straighten the arms, lift back up. Exhale, pull the hips through the hands, lift one or both legs. Repeat, inhale, come on up. Exhale, you're gonna bend the arms. Inhale, lift back up, and exhale, pull through, lift the legs. Good, we're gonna do it two more times. Inhale up, exhale, dip down. Inhale, lift back up, and exhale, pull through. Good, last one, inhale up. Exhale, bend the arms. Inhale, lift up, and pull through. All right, now, chakra vinyasa backward. Takes a little more practice to get the amount of momentum right. It takes quite a bit of momentum. Hands alongside the head, you roll back and land in downward dog, okay? If you want to go home and try it there first, feel free. That one takes a little more practice than going forward, okay? If you don't use enough momentum, you get stuck. And if you use too much, you become like a projectile. All right, good work. So let's get a little deeper into our bodies now. We'll start with the left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips in hand, lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Beautiful. From there, step the left foot to meet the right. Exhale onto your belly. Bring mouth, forehead, or chin to the mat. Arms alongside your hips, palms down. Now lift one side of your body, bring the arm all the way underneath you. Do the same on the other side. So you're laying on your arms. The palms are down, the pinkies are touching. If that hurts your arms, then just have your hands alongside your hips instead, palms down. Have your legs and feet about hip distance apart. Now, on the next inhalation, lift your right leg off the ground, keep it straight, and keep your right hip on the ground. Lift it as high as you can. Exhale, lower the leg down. Good. This is going to work your extensor muscles at the back of the hip and leg, part of the posterior chain. Repeat. Inhale. Right leg comes up as high as we can, keeping the hip down and keeping the leg straight. Exhale, release. Good, three more times. Inhale, right leg all the way up, and exhale the right leg all the way down. Two more, inhale, come on up, lift it high, maybe a little higher. Exhale, right leg down. Last one, we're gonna hold it. Inhale, come on up, hold at your maximum and breathe there. Okay, when you begin to feel a sort of shaking or trembling, those are your anaerobic muscle tissue running out of fuel, and your body is having to switch over to using aerobic muscle tissue type 2 to hold the leg up. Okay, so it's good to strengthen both. Keep the inhales and exhales of equal length. Let's take one more deep breath in and exhale, release the leg. Release your arms. Bring your right hand on top of your left hand and rest your forehead on the back of the right hand. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let out a longer exhalation. Create a 2-to-1 ratio with the breath and take a few more breaths just like that. All right, bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips up and back to downward dog. From downward dog, inhale the left leg up and back. Exhale, left foot between the hands. Inhale, crescent lunge, Ashta Chandrasana. Exhale, hands out like wings, palms down. Okay? Good. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, kick off your back leg, coming into airplane, balancing on the front leg alone. Try and get your chest to face the ground. All right, put your eyes on one spot. Now, feel your right leg. Is it dropping down? Lift it up. Activate those glutes. Activate those hamstrings. Lift the right leg up. Simultaneously, keep your right hip down. Okay? See if you can take 3 more breaths here. Even inhales and exhales. Keep the legs straight, lift it high. One more breath here. Good. Inhale all the way up to stand, join palms overhead, both feet on the ground. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground, stretch them out. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of your push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Back to downward facing dog. All right, let's do a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, the right foot forward and turn left 180 degrees. Good. Step the left foot back to meet the right foot and drop down to tabletop position. So your hands are on your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. Inhale, the left leg straight out to the left. Lift it high. Keep the knee bent. Knee bent. Lift it high. This is called fire hydrant. Okay? Keep the knee bent. All right, good. Now take a deep breath in. As you exhale, draw the knee forward, down. As you inhale, draw the knee back and up. That's one rotation. Do 4 more just like that. Okay? With your breath. Just follow your breath around the hip joint. Okay, so you're making rotations. That's 2, 3. Try and make it very smooth. 4, even all the way around. 5, reverse, opposite direction, same thing. So you exhale back, down, inhale, forward and up for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Still left leg, okay? Inhale, left leg up and back. Exhale, left knee toward left wrist, left foot toward right wrist, hips down and back, pigeon. Let your hips drop down. Let your chest come down. Feel the stretch at the outside of the left hip. If you don't feel that stretch, let me know. Once you have the stretch in your left hip, still your body, close your eyes, and create a 2-to-1 ratio with your breath, with long exhalations. The long exhalations activate the parasympathetic nervous system and help slow your heart, calm you down. 5 breaths. Send the exhales into that hip. Feel the hip relax with each breath. All right, let's bring hands back underneath the shoulders. Inhale to three-legged dog pose. Exhale, downward dog. Come to your toes, look in your hands. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of the mat. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand. Exhale, arms and sides like wings. Bend both knees, chair pose. Good. Now, inhale, left ankle over right thigh, like so. Foot flexed, knee pointing straight out to the side. If you need to reposition the foot with your hands, please feel free to do so. All right, now take a deep breath in. As you exhale, let your hips drop down and let your chest come toward your shin. Keep going until you feel the stretch in your left buttocks. There should be 0 strain in either knee. I cannot emphasize that enough. You want to feel the stretch in your left hip, but you want to feel 0 strain in your knee. Okay? 5 breaths, even inhales and exhales. This is working your vestibular system, your sense of balance. It's working your right leg, the strength of that leg. And it's bringing your left hip into external rotation. Good. Inhales. Come all the way back up to stand, both feet to the ground. Join palms overhead. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground. Stretch them out. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of the push-up, belly down, vinyasa. Come on back to down dog. From downward dog, exhale to kneeling, virasana. Take a seat, and let's take a look at our peak posture. Peak posture is called galavasana. I don't actually know what galavasana means. I've never looked up the translation. It's sometimes called flying pigeon pose, and you'll see why it's called that. But that's actually not what galavasana means. So it's not actually the name of the posture. So to do galavasana, a few things need to happen in the body. We need to be able to create an external rotation with the left hip and leg, which we've done. We need to create hyperextension with the right leg. These muscles need to be strong to lift that leg up. The core muscles need to be strong to stabilize the hips and the shoulders. The arms need to be strong so that we can balance on them. Our vestibular system needs to be good so we have a good sense of balance. If any of those things are missing, we probably won't be able to do the pose today. Okay? So let's take a look at it. We'll come into it in the same way that we did the flying pigeon, which we did earlier, the balance pose. But then on an exhale, we'll bring our hands down to the ground. At this point, I want to bend my arms deeply and place the shin against the back of my arms. All right? Then I flex my left foot and actually try and grip my upper right arm so that my left shin will not move. I'm looking forward and I shift weight off of my foot, lifting that foot up. Okay? If that's as far as you go today, that's pretty awesome. The full expression, you send the leg back behind you. And then you can see why it's called flying pigeon pose. Okay? So let's try it. We'll come to the front of our mat. Just take it step by step. And when you feel like you're being really challenged, you can just stop there and breathe. Okay? So inhale, arms up. Touch palms. Exhale, arms like wings. Bend the knees. Inhale, left ankle over right thigh. Make sure it's your left ankle, okay? Then, on an exhale, sink your hips down, fold in half, and try and bring your hands to the ground. That might be as far as you go. That's fine. Next, see if you can rest the shin against the back of the arms, hook your foot over the arm, and then see how you feel about shifting weight forward. You need equal weight in front and in back of your wrists in order to balance there. Then you can lift the right toes, right? Now you're balancing on your hands, your right toes are lifted up. The next step would be to extend that leg back behind you. And that might take quite a while before you can do that. That's fine. When you're done, rest on your belly. Crocodile pose, Makarasana. Relax, take it easy, and breathe. Perform action without attachment to the outcome of action. In other words, you should have no expectation. Also, don't tell yourself a story. It's not good if you could do it, and it's not bad if you couldn't. Perform the action and then let it go. All right, good. So let's go ahead and inhale, top of our push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. From down dog, walk your hands back towards your feet, come to a squat just off of your mat. Be aware of who is in front of you and chakra vinyasa forward. All right, now let's stretch our arms. What we'll do is we'll mirror what we did with the legs with the arms. We're not going to do a balance pose, but we'll stretch the arms in the same manner. So what we'd like to do is bring the right glenohumeral joint into hyperextension. We bring the palm behind us, fingers face back, knees are bent, left hand alongside the left hip, and then we walk the right hand back as far as we can until we begin to feel the right shoulder stretch. Okay, that's as far as you need to go whenever you begin to feel the right shoulder stretching. Now, if you feel your right elbow instead, bend the elbow a little bit. Put what's called a micro bend into it. If you still don't feel any stretching, you can press into your feet, lift your hips, and shift yourself forward, and you'll go a little deeper into it. Now, close the eyes, deepen your breath, long exhales, breathe into the shoulder. See if you can feel the tension or resistance in the shoulder softening with every exhale. You do not need to become any more flexible in your shoulders. That's not what this is about. Doing this is stimulating your body. It's going to keep your shoulder healthy and strong. If you become more flexible, great. But that's not the point of it. All right, inhale, let's come on up. And we'll bring our left shoulder into external rotation, which is what we were doing with the hip joint. So we'll do that by taking the left hand, taking the thumb and wrapping it in the forefingers. We'll bend the elbow and place the elbow on the opposite knee, right knee. Okay? Now, what I'd like to do is take my chin. This is your neck. This is your throat. This is your chin. Take your chin onto the pinky side edge of your wrist. Press your wrist toward the opposite knee, the left knee, and then roll your right shoulder down toward your right knee. This position here, okay? You should feel it right out here. This is what we're going for, right there, okay? Once you get it, close your eyes, long exhales, breathe into the shoulder. So what you want to do is chin there, and you're pressing more this way. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more there. Mm-hmm. So this goes over here. So yeah, this is here, over here, okay. Going like that. And then this comes down this way. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you feel it out here?
Yeah.
All right, release. Hands come alongside the hips, knees bent. Let's do four belly up vinyasas. So inhale, hips lift up, inverse table. Exhale, drop the arms, bend the arms. Inhale, lift back up. Exhale, pull the hips through and lift one or both legs. Good, three more times. Inhale, come on up, strengthen the posterior chain. Exhale, bend the arms, strengthen the triceps. Pull through, as you lift the legs and strengthen the rectus abdominis, hip flexors. Then repeat. Three more times. When you've done all four, chakra vinyasa backward and return to down dog. Again, be careful who's behind you, okay? Make sure you've got runway. All right, nice work, everyone. All right, so we'll hit the other side. Let's go ahead and start with a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to lunge and turn right 180 degrees. Good. Step your right foot back to meet your left and exhale onto your abdomen. Bring the mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat and then bring your hands alongside your hips, palms down. Lift one side of your body, insert the entire arm underneath, do the same on the other side. Now become aware of your hip points, the front of your hips. I want both hips to be equidistant to the ground and maybe even touching the ground if possible. Okay? Now inhale, lift the left leg up as high as you can, keeping it straight, but keeping the left hip on the ground. Now exhale, release the leg. Good, repeat. Inhale, left leg comes up, maybe a little higher, keep it straight. Exhale, lower down. Three more times. Inhaling up. Take your time, slowly. Exhale, back down. Good. Inhale up, lift it high. And exhale, release. Last one we're going to hold. So inhale, lift it up. Feel those glutes and hamstrings working. Okay. Again, it's okay if they shake or they begin to feel tired. That is not a bad thing. You're now training the type 2 tissue to engage and to hold. These are postural muscles that are designed to engage for a long time, and they get their energy from the breath, from the cardiovascular system. Okay, so you need to, or from the respiratory system and cardiovascular system. So you need to keep breathing. The muscles that get very tired very quickly get their fuel from the cells itself. So after we exhaust those cells, we want to engage the other ones. Let's take one more deep breath in, exhale, let the leg go. Let's bring the left hand on top of the right hand, forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath and exhale twice as long, and take a few breaths like that. If your heart is beating kind of quickly, see if you can actually slow it down. All right, hands alongside the shoulders. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, downward dog. From the downward dog, let's go ahead and inhale the, let's see, right leg up and back. Exhale, the foot between the hands. Inhale, crescent lunge. Exhale, arms to the sides like wings. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, kick off the back leg. Airplane. You can also do warrior three. You can swing your arms forward or have your hands at your heart if you prefer. Get your chest and belly to face the ground. And then fire up the left leg. Lift it up nice and high. Try and pull it up toward the ceiling. Notice the left hip and keep it rolled down. Keep the left leg straight. So some of you guys could lift that left leg higher. Lift it higher. Use those muscles. They tend to shut down from sitting so much. So let's fire them back up. Good. Inhale. Let's come all the way up to stand. Arms overhead. Touch the palms. Exhale. Forward fold. Release. Inhale. Half lift or crow pose. Exhale. Bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Back to downward facing dog. Let's set up for a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to lunge. Turn right 180 degrees. Good, step the right foot back to meet the left foot. Drop to tabletop position on the exhale. Good, let's inhale the right leg out to the right for fire hydrant. Exhale, knee forward and down. Inhale, knee back and up. That's one rotation. Let's do four more just like that. Be mindful. Take your time. Feel the rotation as you move that leg around. It can be awkward at first, but if you take your time and you're mindful, you can find the outline of the acetabulum, and you can move the femur bone around the acetabulum. You can feel the edge of the hip socket. Okay, very gently moving it around. Once you've done five in one direction, move it back in the opposite direction and do five going the opposite way. Good. Once you've done five in the opposite direction, inhale the right leg up and back like you're kicking back. Exhale the knee toward your wrist, the foot to the left side, hips down and back, torso forward and down, sleeping pigeon or sleeping swan. Feel the outside of the right hip stretching as you bring that femur bone, the thigh bone, into external rotation relative to the pelvis. This is exactly what we will do balancing on one leg in a moment, and this is exactly what we will do balancing on our arms in the peak posture. So use this opportunity to use gravity to open up that hip. After five breaths with long exhales, place the hands in the ground and inhale to three-legged dog pose, lifting that right leg up and back. Exhale that foot to the ground. Come to your toes between the hands as you inhale. Exhale, step forward into forward fold. Good. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand. Join palms overhead. Exhale, arms out to the sides. Bend both knees. Inhale, right ankle over the left thigh. Foot flexed, knee out to the side. Exhale, drop the hips down, drop the chest down. Feel the opening in the right buttocks. Feel both knees. There should be no strain. Keep your eyes steady, breath even. Take five breaths. Good. Inhale. Let's come all the way back up to stand. Join palms overhead. Exhale. Forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground. Stretch them out. Inhale. Half lift or crow. Exhale. Bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Return to down dog. From downward dog, exhale to virasana. Kneeling. Let's take a very quick look at Galavasana one more time. So from here, we release down, shin against arms, toes wrap around, upper left arm gaze forward, shift the weight off of the foot, lift the leg. If you're okay there, extend the leg behind you, okay? All right, let's try it. So standing at the front of your mat, again, just one step at a time. When you feel challenged, stop there and breathe. Try and breathe through that resistance or challenge, and maybe you'll go a step further. Okay, inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms to the sides. Bend the knees. Inhale, right ankle over left thigh. Right ankle, right ankle. All right, exhale, hips down, chest down. Maybe that's as far as you go. Maybe you can get your hands to the ground, and maybe that's as far as you go. That's fine. Maybe you can bend the arms a bit. See how that feels. What does it feel like to rest the shin against the upper arms? Then can you shift the weight forward enough to make the left toes light and lift them up? That's scary, right? You feel like you're going to fall forward. But the balance point is the point right before you fall forward. So it's inevitable. When you're done, rest on your belly. Tomorrow when you get up, look in the mirror at your underarms and see if you don't have a badge of honor bruise underneath each arm. It's pretty much unavoidable at first. Relax, take it easy, breathe deep. Let's bring our hands under our shoulders. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Walk your hands back towards your feet. Take a squat. And then chakra vinyasa forward. All right. Now, let's go ahead and stretch our arms. So knees are bent. Left hand goes directly behind us. Try and avoid the arm going out this way or the arm going over this way. Just try and have it right back behind your shoulder. Then walk it back, come down to your right forearm. Okay, so your left arm is behind you. You're resting on your right forearm. Okay, you want to feel it in your shoulder. If you don't, you need to go a little further. And if it's in your elbow, put a little bend in your elbow. Keep it in the shoulder. Close your eyes and breathe into the front of that shoulder. The next inhale, let's come on back up. And let's bring the right shoulder into external rotation. So thumb in the forefingers, we bend the elbow, we place the elbow on the opposite knee, so it's my left knee. Then I want to place my chin on the pinky side edge of the wrist, and I force the wrist down, okay? And then when I feel it out here, I know I'm deep enough. You want to avoid rolling the left shoulder up, so keep the left shoulder rolling down as well. You can grab hold of the foot if you want. Release. And then from here, we'll go ahead and chakra vinyasa backward. Almost. Exhale, please come onto your abdomen. Let's do one back bend. Full locus, hands alongside your hips, palms down. Bring them underneath you if possible. Pinkies touching, palms on the ground, laying on the arms. If not, same thing, hands alongside your hips. Mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat. Exhale completely. Inhale, lift your feet, legs, knees, thighs, and hips. See if you can get those hips up. Okay, so engage, lift up. Press into the hands, the forearms. Shift the weight forward as much as you can. See if you can get those hips up in the air. See if you can get the legs vertical. Okay, breathe. In and out through the nose. Nice ujjayi. Even inhales and exhales. Hold the space for this intense experience. Let's take one more deep breath. Exhale, relax. Let's bring the right hand on top of the left hand. Rest the forehead on the back of the hands. Once again, take a deep breath in. Exhale twice as long. So when we learn to hold something like that, and we feel like we're being overwhelmed, we feel like it's too intense, it helps us train our nervous system for when we're faced with a situation that is mentally or emotionally overwhelming. Sure, we can come out of the posture early, but then we miss that opportunity because our nervous system will respond in the same way, whether it's a physical stress like the back bend or a mental or emotional stress. When we learn to breathe evenly and smoothly through the intensity, through the discomfort, we're training the nervous system. We're telling it, it's okay. You're okay. You'll survive. All right, from here, let's press back to a Virasana, kneeling. And we'll do a little bit of dynamic release for the spine. So inhale up to this position. You can take your feet or your knees about hip distance. And then as you exhale, sit down and twist to the left. Inhale, come on up. Exhale, twist to the right. Drop the hips down. Good. So that's one. We're going to do that four more times. Exhale, left side. Inhale. Exhale, right side. Good. Three more times. Two more. And last one. Good. Inhale, come on up. And exhale, child pose. All right, inhale, sit up, cross your ankles, and bring the legs out in front of you. If you're in the back row here, please turn so your feet face the wall. Everyone, extend arms and legs out in front. Exhale, roll back onto your back. Once you get there, draw the legs in, give them a nice squeeze, hug them in. Feel free to rock around on your back a little bit, side to side, forward and back, making circles with your knees if you'd like. Good, then extending arms to the sides, keep the knees together and drop them to the left as you look to your right, coming into Jathara, Parivartanasana. Close the eyes, relax your breathing, and let gravity do the work for you. Inhale, let's draw knees back through center and exhale them off to the other side. Same thing. Let's inhale, knees back through center. Slide hands under hips, extend the legs up, lift your head and neck, look at the toes. As you exhale, slowly lower the legs toward the ground. Hover just above the ground as you take a deep breath in, head and neck still lifted. Exhale, relax on your back. Let go completely into Shavasana, corpse pose. We will take a 6-minute Shavasana today. And for those 6 minutes, I will encourage you, just let your body be still. Let the stillness and the quiet be more important than any reason that arises to move your body. When the impulse to move or adjust your body arises, see if you can spot it before you actually act on it. Allow yourself to see it clearly. And then see if it can just simply wait. Just a few minutes. Some sages like Ramana Maharshi have even achieved enlightenment by doing this posture, playing dead and inviting death to come visit them. And then what they discovered is there's no death. There's only life. Gradually begin to deepen your breathing. Feel movement, energy, and awareness very naturally return. Slowly begin to move and stretch as you wake yourself up. When you feel you're ready, come on up to seated. To finish, just join the hands together at the heart center. From the heart to the head. Let's bow our heads to the heart. Namaste.